Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world. It is April 10th, 2024, better known as the third day of the John Show. How are you? I'm great. Thank you for asking. Except for the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, it is spider season. How do I know that? Well, I woke up to something tickling me, and when I turned on my phone's flashlight, one of the biggest spiders I have ever seen was crawling all over my chest. Now, this was at 2 a.m. I usually get up at 3. I missed an entire hour of sleep because of this stupid, nice, beautiful spider weather. I, John Khalil, have been asked to retract a statement I previously said this week. On Monday, I announced the new world record of the world's oldest man, who was said to be 111 years old. However, that turned out to be a lie. At 111 years old, he is not the oldest man alive. That record goes to a 124-year-old man from Peru. The country's government has claimed that the local resident, Marcelino Abad, is 124 years old. I don't know how you live that long. One, I don't know how they're going to be able to test it. They're testing it right now. I don't know. Do they get DNA? Does DNA tell you how old somebody is? Is it like a tree? Do we have to cut into the guy? Oh, man, I hope not. Today is Wednesday, which means it's SPCA Pet of the Weekday, which means there's going to be a dog in the studio. And as is known, I am terrified of dogs for reasons I do not understand. So I'm hoping to overcome the fear before they come. And to help me, I have some tips from WikiHow. Step one, determine the extent of your fear. Well, I've never had a bad experience with a dog, although they just seemingly do not like me. Maybe it's the energy they pick up on. Step two, think of the dog as an animal you do like and go from there. Okay, for me, that's a cat. I think I can do that. And step three, put yourself in uncomfortable situations with the dog to quickly rid the fear. I'll be honest, those all suck. Popular gambling platform Casino.org, great name by the way, is looking for someone to fill what they call a dream job. Open to applicants from the U.S. and Canada, the role of Ultimate Cruise Casino Tester is currently vacant and anyone over the age of 21 can apply. Princess Cruise's newest $1 billion cruise, the Sun Princess, just set sail and it has the cruise line's largest cruise ship casino. As the cruise casino tester, you would rate and review the casino on everything from its game variety and graphics to the atmosphere, responsible gaming features, customer support, and food. And in return, you will get to set sail to the Bahamas for free and you'll get $500 to splurge at the casino. Now, if I were 21, I would apply in a heartbeat, but not because I'm addicted to gambling or anything. I'm addicted to winning. Instagram has rolled out an AI chatbot, and I'm pretty indifferent to it. You can access the bot through your DMs, and you can use it as you would any other bot. And I think that's where my main issue lies, is that all of these different AIs you can talk with are exactly the same as one another. So, how do you fix it? Well, thank you for asking. And Mr. Zuckerberg, if you're listening, which I know you are, take notes. Right now, it's called Meta AI. Why add the extra A in there? Just call it Meta AI. M-E-T-A-I. Do you get it? I think it's pretty funny. Next, you need to find a way to get a bot with up-to-date information. All of the free ones out there are only updated to 2021 or 2022 information, so pay that extra money and let us get real-time info. I'm telling you, everyone will instantly go to your AI. And lastly, I don't know, make the bot respond with text-to-speech or something. Like, do it in your voice, something like this.
Hello, I am your Meta AI, but you can just call me Meta I. As a response to your question of who's the coolest radio morning show host in Fort McMurray, that would have to go to Steph. But since she's in Texas, the question does not have an answer. And if you're wondering, John did in fact spend $10 on this joke that could be easily lost on people who have no idea what Mark Zuckerberg sounds like.
Well, you didn't have to say that.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I asked you to give me some tips on how to get over my fear of dogs, as we're about to have one in the studio, and you pulled through with your answers, so here are some of my favorite. Have some meat in case it starts barking at you, that way you can bribe it. I like it. The only problem is I can't leave the studio to go get some meat right now, so what an absolutely missed opportunity on my end. Just submit to the dog. Don't fight it. Now, I'm not sure if you've seen one of the most popular videos on our social media, but it is a video of me doing just that. And let's say the dog certainly loved it. I, on the other hand, I didn't really. And I got playfully bark at the dog 3 times, which is seemingly the way to go. So if you see me on my hands and knees barking like a dog, no, you didn't.
Ooh.
A woman asked the internet for help to find her ghosting husband. A woman from the United States, whose husband is a reality celebrity chef, is claiming that he abandoned her and their 2 children. She reached out to him repeatedly over a year and got no response, so she took to Facebook writing, "This is my husband, Charles Withers. He loves to be the center of attention, but I'm not sure how much he's going to like this. Last year, when I was pregnant with our youngest baby, he decided being a husband and a dad wasn't the lifestyle he wanted anymore, and he ghosted, like gone without a trace. And within 24 hours of the post, many women claimed they had matched with a man, and several others claimed he had given out his Texas address so they could meet him. And then not even 30 hours later, after she took to Facebook, they found him, she's in contact, they're filing for a divorce. Now, this all started in a Facebook group called Are We Dating the Same Man? I looked it up, and we actually have one in Fort McMurray. I've requested to join it, and now we wait. It is Wednesday, which means it's SPCA Pet of the Week Day. Right now, we're joined by Misty. Misty, who do we have today?
We have your best friend, and it's your first, like, dog bestie here. We have Caramel.
She is really well-behaved.
She's really sweet, and you were pretty nervous when you saw me walk up, and you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's going to be another Jasper situation, but not really.
No.
She's so sweet. She greeted you instantly. She's anyone's bestie, really. I talked to the girls about it before I came here, and I was like, what dog should I bring? And they said Caramel. She's the sweetest, most loving, most attentive little Rottweiler cross. She's a young dog. She's got lots of energy. She was zooming around the studio. She's waiting for a treat. She's just playing with the pool noodle, like thrashing it everywhere. So if you're looking for a new friend, she can be selective with her dog friends, but that's pretty standard. I mean, you're not going to love everyone you meet. So
yeah.
If you're looking for a playful companion for your home and you love the Rotties, this girl's for you.
And what else is going on over at the SPCA?
So this Saturday, if you haven't heard of the IAS concert happening that San Rillo Services is doing, you should get your tickets. It's a bunch of local artists that are coming here. Like, there's like 6 or 7. It's going to be a fun evening. The show starts at 8. So if you're wanting to get out, and it is 15 plus, so if you are young and you want to go out with your friends and listen to some 2000 music, is a Y2K party. Like, they were amping it up. Sheree and Shannon, they're great. They're going to be there. They're excited about it. So if you want to go out, there will also be a 50-50 supporting the shelter and a bunch of different raffle baskets. So that is happening on Saturday.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Misty. We're going to go record a video with my best friend, Caramel. Go on over to our socials. Check that out.
Would You Rather Wednesdays.
It's Wednesday, which means it's Would You Rather Wednesday. And since Steph isn't here, I'm going to play with you. Would you rather always have to travel by train or always have to travel by bus? Personally, I would always travel by train, not only because trains are pretty nice, but also I feel like I could get further on a train than a bus. How am I going to get to Vegas on a bus?
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.